Apart from the presidential race, the marquee contest in Pennsylvania this year is the battle for a U.S. Senate seat. Whichever party wins will help determine control of the Senate in January. WHYY's Dave Davies has this look at incumbent Republican Pat Toomey, a man with deeply held conservative values who's struggling to hold on to the seat he captured 6 years ago.
I didn't meet this gentleman. You are?
I'm Jay Sean Copeland.
Jay, very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Pat Toomey, what grade are you in?
Eighth.
You're in eighth. How long have you been at this school?
All my life.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Pat Toomey recently spent a Thursday morning touring the Belmont Charter School in West Philadelphia. He's not the kind of politician who lights up a classroom, or any room, really. Harrisburg veteran David Patty says Toomey is quietly effective and doesn't try to be something he isn't.
You know, he grew up in New England, and he has that Yankee New England reserve. He is not the glad-handing, back-slapping person.
Toomey grew up in East Providence, Rhode Island, the son of a union dad who laid cable for the electric company. He has five brothers and sisters, went to public and parochial school, then Harvard. After college, he went into finance, first for Chemical Bank, then a Wall Street firm where he worked in derivatives. Not a popular thing after the 2008 crash. He did well, spent a year in Hong Kong, became a pilot, and owned a plane. But he eventually grew tired of New York and set a new course. He and two brothers decided to get into the restaurant business in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And Pat actually lived just down the street from my parents. He lived about a block from my parents.
That's Charlie Dent, who succeeded Toomey in Congress. Toomey, who'd held deeply conservative views since college, got to know local Republicans. He served on a city charter review commission. Then, when a seat opened in Congress, came from behind in a crowded field and went to Washington. Alan Jennings remembers those years. For decades, he's headed the Allentown Community Action Committee, which runs a food bank, does small business development, weatherizes homes, and provides other services. He says when the Bush administration planned to eliminate funding for the committee and similar groups, he mobilized opposition and asked Toomey to help.
Besides having the people we serve sending letters, we had some of the congressman's strongest supporters, bank presidents and early supporters of Pat Toomey when he was running for the first time. And none of that mattered.
What mattered, Jennings says, was Toomey's ideological commitment to limited government and spending cuts. Toomey promised to limit himself to just three terms, and he did. In 2004, he left his congressional seat and aimed higher, challenging the state's senior senator, Arlen Specter, in the Republican primary. Toomey had long proven himself to be serious, hardworking, and disciplined. This campaign showed something else. He can be tough.
I just represent the Republican wing of the Republican Party, and Arlen Specter represents a set of liberal views that are just outside of the mainstream. You're also going to see that Senator Specter has a bit of a pattern of doing what I call the Specter two-step. This is a habit of voting with liberals and Democrats for usually the first 5 years, and then approaching a Republican primary, throwing a few votes to the conservatives.
Though Specter had a huge edge in name recognition and the active support of establishment Republicans, including President George W. Bush, Toomey came within 2 points of unseating him. The race and the rightward drift of the Republican base effectively drove Specter out of the party, paving the way for Toomey's election to the Senate in 2010. In between the two runs, Toomey found a home running the conservative business-backed group, the Club for Growth. He pushed an aggressively free-market, limited government agenda. He's remembered for this comment on CNBC in 2007 on reducing corporate tax burdens.
It's better for our workers. It's better for our economy. It would attract more capital. I think the solution is to eliminate corporate taxes altogether.
In the Senate, Toomey tacked toward the center on gun control after the Sandy Hook killings, joining West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin to try and expand background checks. The effort failed, but it was a political bonanza for Toomey. In his re-election bid, he has the support of the daughter of the principal killed at Sandy Hook. She did a commercial for him. Former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords is with him, and the PAC of Michael Bloomberg has spent $3 million to support his campaign. He's also supported some efforts to help Pennsylvania communities, even when they involved government spending, such as dredging the Delaware River so it can welcome larger ships and expand local port business. Congressman Dent thinks Toomey has evolved in office. Toomey says, not really.
I've always looked for a sensible solution, a place that makes progress for Pennsylvania in keeping with conservative principles. So not sure that there's really been that much change, but I'm proud of the record that I have.
These days, Toomey emphasizes his collaboration with Democrats and presents himself as an independent who will break with his party when it's the right thing to do. But he remains one of the most conservative members of Congress, and his views on a host of issues, from abortion rights to tax policy to health care, differ sharply from his Democratic challenger, Katie McGinty. He's dodged the question of whether he'll support his party's presidential nominee, Donald Trump, and McGinty has attacked him regularly for not declaring his allegiance. But Toomey maintains voters care more about how he stands on the issues than whether he casts a ballot for Trump. Dave Davies, WHYY News.